Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Paul Ritter, CFO and senior vice president of Tasty Baking Company. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is TSTY. The company was founded in 1914, is based out of Philadelphia, and is one of the country's leading bakers of snack cakes, pies, cookies, and donuts. Thanks for joining us today, Paul.
Thank you for having me, Juan.
Not a problem. And start off by talking about some of the value drivers behind the company's Q1 results, which were particularly strong.
Sure. I mean, I think, as you said, you know, we're one of the country's leading bakers of fresh baked snack cakes, pies, and donuts. You know, to put it simply, we make some of the highest quality products using ingredients that everyone knows, you know, flour, sugar, cocoa, milk, and eggs. And I think that it kind of all comes back to that, making products that consumers really want and that our consumers are passionate about. And that's what drove a lot of the results during the first quarter. We had increase in volume, primarily within our core market, which is Pennsylvania, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, up into New York, out into Ohio. And those passionate consumers were really driving a lot of volume for us. In addition, we implemented price increases throughout 2008 and the beginning of 2009 to help offset the impact of commodities, and we saw some benefit from that during the first quarter. Those two things combined with really an aggressive marketing and media campaign targeted our customers really added a lot of value during the first quarter.
Great. So what were some of the trends that you saw in the market, and how well is the company positioned to capitalize on them?
Well, I think there's a number of different trends, and I think that one of the ones that is no surprise to any of our investors or customers is the volatility that we saw in the commodities markets really in 2007 and 2008. And if you went to a grocery store, you saw things like milk, eggs, flour, sugar, all those prices went up. And we started to see some moderation during the end of 2008 and beginning of 2009, and we've benefited from that somewhat, although there continues to be some volatility with oil going back up. We positioned ourselves, we believe, pretty well. We have a very strong risk management program to help protect the company from price increases where we can. We enter into longer-term supply arrangements to, you know, make sure that we have a supply of products, to make sure that hopefully we get some of the best pricing that's available. And so as a result, we feel that we're fairly well positioned with respect to some of the volatile commodities markets that we expect to continue. I think, you know, the economic climate is the other one that's on everyone's mind and is clearly a big trend out there. Most companies are, you know, having difficulty managing through what I think is some pretty challenging economic times. You know, we're no different, although we think it presents a unique opportunity. We've tried to use this time to reach out to our consumers, provide more value to them at a time when they have less disposable income. And so whether that value takes the form of a contest, a giveaway, or price promotion, we've really been working hard to reconnect with our existing consumers and to hopefully bring some new consumers and customers into the Tasty Cake fold to try and get through some of these challenging times together. And so far, during the fourth quarter and into the first quarter, that strategy has worked very well, and we think that our customers have benefited and we've benefited from it. Also, the category is growing, and that's a benefit and a positive trend both for us and for the industry as well. Anytime the category is growing, it's an opportunity for the company to grow as well. And while kind of our goal is to increase market share, the primary focus behind that is to do so profitably. And as you said, the first quarter really demonstrated that we've been able to do that, and we were pleased with those results.
Well, great. And what differentiates Tasty Baking from other players in your sector?
Well, I think you actually, you know, said it best at the beginning. We've been around since 1914, so we've got a powerful brand. We've got a passionate consumer base. We make some of the highest quality products using fresh ingredients, you know, things that, you know, your mom or your dad or whoever's baking the kitchen at your house is using. You know, we use real flour.
Grandma.
Chocolate. Grandma as well. Milk. Eggs. Yeah, the things that if you were going to make a cake at home, they'd be the things that you use. We deliver fresh. We've got about 500 independent sales distributors that are delivering our products fresh almost 16,000 times each and every week. So when our customers go to the store, they know they're going to get a high-quality, fresh product, you know, each and every time. And that really differentiates us from our competitors, both within our category and adjacent categories. And we think that's a powerful place and a powerful position for us to be in.
Great. And talk a little bit about the company's growth. Will you continue to grow organically or look for M&A activities?
Well, I don't want to, speculate on M&A activities. I think that if you look, this company was, for many years, was a regional company that was very dominant in its core market, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, et cetera, and about 5 years ago started to employ a bolt-on strategy. We wanted to grow into adjacent areas, adjacent geographies, with the goal of becoming an East Coast company. And we've really expanded up and down the whole East Coast now into the primary markets and are an East Coast company. And one of the things that, we hope and expect to do is to utilize a lot of the benefit, both in terms of flexibility and financial benefit, coming out of the new bakery and facility that we're building to help us continue to employ that strategy and to continue to grow both within our existing markets and into new markets.
Sure. And perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Paul, as well as that of some of the key management team.
Sure. I've been with Tasty Baking a little over 2 years now. Prior to that, I was with a company, Rather Holdings, which had a significant food service presence on the food service packaging side and was chief financial officer, vice president of finance, and was with that company for a little over a decade and started in public accounting with Price Waterhouse before that. Process-oriented background, familiar with building and being involved with building new facilities. Charlie Peasy, who's our president and chief executive officer, started with the company in late in 2002, I guess October of 2002, really is the visionary behind the transformational strategy that we're employing now, which is the construction of a new bakery and distribution facility. Autumn Bayless is our senior vice president of strategic operations. She's the project leader and the one in charge of building the new facility. She also is responsible for our supply chain management efforts. And as you can imagine, producing a product that we deliver fresh that has, a 21-day shelf life, our products, last anywhere from 7 to 21 days. Supply chain management is a critical component of the company's both profitability and growth. And Larry Wallheimer, who's Senior Vice President and General Counsel, has been with the company for a number of years, was with Towers Perrin before that, and plays an integral role in the company's execution of its strategy, both business strategy and legal strategy. Yes, Juan, I'm here.
Sorry, cut out for 1 second. And so what milestones has the management team set for hopes to attain over the next year?
Great question, Juan. I think the largest milestone is the completion of our new manufacturing distribution facility.
I'm sorry, let's start that question over 1 second.